So you have one pasuk, Al tichne lilim, velahei maseich leisat lachem. A person should not turn to avodah zarah, and lahei maseich leisat lachem ani Hashem alekeichem. So it seems from the Chazal even that it's very hard to say that the pasuk is talking about avodah zarah mamish. Avodah zarah mamish is mentioned already, and it wouldn't be in such an offhand pasuk. So it must be some other sniff of avodah zarah. It says that a lot of these psukim are keneged aseres hadibris, but and this is keneged loisasa leimaseicha leimaseicha sasa lechem. But it seems that it's a branch of avodah zarah, just like kedoshim is a branch of other things. This is some sort of sniff of the other inyanim. So let's see some of the shita, some of the inyanim of it, and try to understand if there's a common denominator, if there's a certain nekuda that everybody is sort of addressing. Rashi here says, Al tifna lilim le'ovdom. So Rashi Taka says it means that we're talking about lavid. He's obviously coming to be memayit le'hovin le'hayres. And Rashi explains himself. Rashi says that tchilosan elilim heim, v'atapayna achreyem seifrat oisam aloyus. So Rashi says, we're not talking about avodah zarah mamish. We're talking, I assume he means similar to what the Rambam says in Halacha, that a person says he wants to go and look into the inyanim of avodah zarah, wants to study it, wants to think about it. So for that, if a person does it lahavin alohiris, it's mutter. But if he does it la'avdom, it's a problem, and the la'avdom leads to the inyanim of seifach atayisa loyus. So Rashi is learning that it's not talking about mamish being avodah zarah, but it's talking about starting to go towards it and being oisik b'machshavta, and then slowly getting into it through avodah zarah. Ramban has a different knetch. Ramban's knetch is that, he says like this. He says you're not allowed to shelo yifne libo belilim lehamin shibem toelas or shibo asishamhem. You're not allowed to turn towards it to believe that there's a toelas. Al yu heim b'chol maseim efes v'to be'enom. So the Ramban is saying, and Ishtol Su Gemara, which we're going to see next, which is the main nekuda we want to talk about, the Ramban says that you're not allowed to attribute any benefit of a desire, but rather it should become heim v'chom asem efes v'to be'enav. That's very hard to understand what that means. Heim v'chom asem efes v'to be'enav. L'moshel, a person is misrape with atzei avodah zarah. Is misrapi with atzei sheira. So manefshach, a person can say that it's good, it healed me, or the mitzias can show it didn't heal him. What's shayach to say that there's some sort of nekuda of saying it's toyu and efes heimuchom asem efes v'toyu beinov? Where's the efes v'toyu beinov? It's not any type of evaluation. Either it works or doesn't work. We can say avodah zarah is right, it's wrong. You're allowed to worship avodah zarah, not worship avodah. If avodah zarah is accomplished, they don't accomplish. That's already a fact. And does etz hasheri heal or does etz hasheri not heal? The Gemara says also this rapa, if I say it does heal, you're not allowed to use it. What does it mean? He has to imagine that it's nothing, that it's toyu. I mean, if that's the mitzias, then that's the mitzias. You don't have to imagine it. If it's not the mitzias, then what does he mean? You heim v'chom asem efes v'toyu be'ino. Similar to Ramban in a very different inyan is the Rambam. The Rambam says in Kishuv, the Rambam says, explains that Kishuv, most of the places the Rambam says that Kishuv is sheker, and it doesn't work, and it's all an achizas inayim, and so on and so forth. In one place, in Pirush HaMishnayos, he says a little bit different in the Zakdam to Pirush HaMishnayos, but most places, the Rambam says very clearly, and Halachi says clearly. It's hard to understand then why would the Torah assert it? And the issur is not because it's bad, but because it's sheker. I mean, if a person believes that, I don't know, that drinking water cures a heart attack, there's not going to be it's hard to imagine that there's going to be an issur on that, and an issur chamor like kishuf, which is kind of avodah zarah. When something falls under the parameters of true and not true, then l'chura, it should not have anything to do with avodas Hashem. It's a metzias. It's like science. It's a metzias. Either it is, exists, or doesn't exist. But why would the Torah, if all the people that are osei kishuv are just playing a game and they're a bunch of charlatans, then it's hard to say that Torah would be kaveh an iser on it, and an iser in an oifim that is chomer, like avodah zarah kind of. It's a sniff of avodah zarah, and it's part of avodah zarah. So Ramban adds in a kudah here that heim and chomaseim and so on, we have to make them into you heim and chomaseim efes v'toy beinav. There's a Gemara in Shabbos which darshens this pasuk. The Gemara in Shabbos darshens it as follows: Tana Rabbana, ksava mahalach tachas atzura v'tachas adyukinos, captions that they have under statues, busts, and under paintings, also the kriyas b'Shabbos. You're not allowed to read it on Shabbos. So Zera, you're not allowed to read the captions under a painting, a display, whatever. V'dyukna atzma, and looking at the image on the painting or on the bust, af b'chol also l'stakelbo. Even in the weekdays, you're not allowed to look at it. Why? Mishum shenema, it says, al tifnu el ho'elilim. You're not allowed to turn to avodah zarah. So the question is, what shaychus does that pasuk have to do with it? So Tosfos learns that it's talking about avodah zarah clearly, and it's and the Gemara is not asking a kasha, but the Gemara is kind of developing the idea. Rashi, we'll see in a second, learns very differently that it's not talking about avodah zarah, and that's why the Gemara says my Talmuda. What do you learn from the pasuk of Tifnei Elilim about a painting of a forest or of a person who's not an avodah zarah? Amar Rabbi Chanin al tifnu el midaitchem. You should not push HaKadosh Baruch Hu out of your mind. That's the pashut pshat of the pasuk. So first of all, the Rambam says in Emor Nevuchim, when he speaks about a person being davak in HaKadosh Baruch Hu all the time, he says that al tafnu el midaitchem is the pasuk that you learn it from. It's the inyan that a person has a chiyuv to be davak with his machshavta in HaKadosh Baruch Hu all the time, because of the pasuk al tifnu kel midaitchem. But the Rambam Emor Nevuchim, when he speaks about it, he says the flip side is anytime a person is shekeyan, meichlen, mishten, and yonav, nasokov, he's being mifana kel midaitoy, and a person should always be davuk, and so on and so forth. It's not miyuchid to something which is a diukin. It has nothing to do with something which is a diukin dafka. So Rashi says here, Rashi says, el midaitchem. So Rashi says an extraordinary chiddush. El ashatem oisim midas levavchem, the God that you make from your own hearts, v'chalal shalachem, and for your own emptiness. Elilim loshen chalalim. Elilim is a loshen of a chalal. So the word elul comes from the word chalal, and it means al tifnu el midaitchem, means you should not turn to the God, to the hollowness that is in you. That not you shouldn't turn away from God, which is the pashut pshat. Al tifnu kel midaitchem, to push HaKadosh Baruch Hu out of your mind, like the Rambam learns. But rather Rashi says it's al tifnu kel midaitchem, meaning you shall not turn to the hollow that's inside you. That Rashi says a very palatable. What does he mean exactly? What's the hollow shalachem? And what's the issue by paintings? But Rashi seems to have struck. Rashi seems to be saying pshat in the etzem nekuda the Gemara, that the Gemara's nekuda is diuknos dafka on paintings it's not, if it would be an issa just to lose track of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just to be misnatic by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then any pa'ula, achila neshtia, when a person gets into achila neshtia, that's also a pa'ula, like the Rambam says, where he's lose the sight of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a person gets involved in his work or whatever. The fact that there's a special din of diuknos, the fact that there's a special halacha of the diuknos and tsuris, vaistos is something that's very specific to this inyan, and that's what he says. There's a musik called of making el midaitchem, and this el midaitchem is miloshon cholom. One more pshat in al tifna lilim, and then we'll go back and we'll go back to Rashi again and try to explain. The Zohar Kaddish is also says a pshat in al tifnu elolilim. And he says it, I guess, in context of the whole parasha. V'tanina, osele lebar nash listakla b'shfirat intzisa. A person is not allowed to look at the beauty of a woman. Begin the leyese bihura bisha, that he shouldn't have bad machshavas. V'isakir lemilachra. V'kachav Rav Shimon Ovid. That's what Rav Shimon used to do. Kachav ozel b'masa, when he would go in the city. V'avachavray ozel nabasrei, and his chavur would go with him. And he would see a woman who was yoifi, moich einei, he would lower his eyes, he would tell them al tifnu. So that would all be, the issa would be al tifnu. And then he says also and if a person dreams of it at night, a person thinks of it, he over mishum velehei masecha lesas lechem. The issa becomes an issa velehei masecha lesas lechem. And v'adoksi v'altifne lilim velehei masecha lesas lechem. That is the issa. Then he says, then he goes on, he says, goes back to Avodah Zarah. Reb Abba says, also Ranash is stakla balila v'rezara. You now look at a lila v'rezara or b'neshei de'amin and women. The leishani minayot v'loy lesurape behun. You can't use it as refuah. The also Ranash is stakala ba'asle tzrichei, because a person is not allowed to look at a mokram that he can't. So the Zohar Kaddish is ma'arvev. First of all, it's very interesting. I mean, what shaykhs is Avodah Zarah have with arayas? This arayas is to be mistakel and shalayov the mikra layla v'chulu. It's one big yisayid of Torah. This is another inyan, but the Zohar Kaddish puts them very much together, as Reb Abba sums up, that together yoyiv alahim asecha. If a person dreams, he's also yoyiv some inyan of alahim asecha l'sasilcha. And al tifnu al lilim is going on that. I mean, it says al lilim, it's a zara, and he puts it under one big heading: a person should not be mistakel, a person should not be misbonein on the on something that he shouldn't. Very, very hard to understand the pshat over here, what he's going to say. So let's go back to Rashi, which is really the cited inyan over here, and Rashi says that a person should not be misboinein in the cholol shelachem and so on. There's a gemara before, a very, very strange gemara in Daf Yud Aleph. The gemara says that v'amar rava b'mechasi amar chan b'guri marav im yu kol hayamim d'yoy, if all the oceans were ink, v'agamim kol musim, and they would have pens from the reeds, all the reeds would be pens, v'shamayim yirios, and the heavens would be paper, v'cholbnei adam lavlarin, and everybody would be writing, ein maspikim lichtov chalolo shel rashus. They would not be able to write out the chalolo shel rashus. What is chalolo shel rashus? So Rashi says it is the word rashus is government, king, probably referring to Malchus Romi, and Chalolo Shel Roshos is the depth of how much a person needs to keep track of everything that's happening in the world. In terms of, Rashi says there's so many taxes, so many wars, so many cases, so much is happening at one time, it's very difficult to keep track of it. The Gemara is a palace, it's very not clear what the point of the Gemara is. Are they trying to mishabeach Malchus Romi? It's hard to believe. So different farshim say different pshatim. The svarim say the Rebbe Zayin Chava and others, they touch up a certain point over here in terms of what the word halal or shoroshes means. And let's try to understand it. It's a little bit of a deep nekuda. They say it's going on the koach habechira, and let's understand a little bit how it's going on. In the emuna that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the mitzias, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is emes, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is reality, that doesn't leave any makom for a person to do anything. A person who believes the emunah shleima, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs everything and does everything, that's what we call, what the Rambam calls yediyah, and it doesn't leave makom for a person. The fact that there's a very clear perception to us that there's a piece of the world that is unattended to, and that we have the ability to make things happen, that's where our koach habchira starts. Our koach habchira starts with the perception of the fact that there is a place that's empty, it's not there, nothing's there. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyochel has decided to let us function, and that's why we have a chiyuv of mitzvahs and a chiyuv to make tikkunim and a chiyuv to build the world and a chiyuv la'avdo l'shamra and so on and so forth. That's the elementary perception of what is and what isn't. When a person, the Yetzirahara starts at that point. Since we live in a world, since our mitzvah is in a world that be'etzim does not seem to be of substance, then the koyach of Ra is to pretend to give substance to things that don't have it. If a person's most basic sense of existence is substance and not substance, when a person doesn't want to live, when he feels life has nothing in it, it's a big bubble, he could be comfortable. Most people who decide that life's not worth living, it's not because they had pain in any way, it's much more because there is no metzias. If there's no metzias, then what's the point of being? The world is empty, the world's nothing. A person wants to be toifis things that are emes, that are metzias, and so on. The real koyach of Ra, it lies in the mitzias of pretending. Since the world in itself is a veneer of sorts, substituting the veneer for the truth is where the koyach of Ra is at its most powerful, in all areas of Ra, not only specifically Avodah Zarah, but in a lot of areas. But Al Kapanim, that is where Ra finds its tfisa. In the Chelik of the Bria, that's Kula Kadosh Baruch Hu, that's there's no Makom for Ra. In the Chelik of the Bria, that's empty. In the Chelik of the Bria, that is Toyo and Vayu, that there's nothing there. Sha'adam, like Rashi says, Adam Tomeya ala Reikona Shaboy. A person is astounded at its emptiness. That's an akuda where Ra can be nitfas. And every person carries in himself a metzias of emptiness. There are two ways to approach that emptiness. The hard way is to try to build substance. It's just like if you have an empty space in a house, you can invest a lot of time and effort to finish it up, to put in the walls and to put in the floors and to put in this and that. Or you can kind of make a few cosmetic add a few cosmetic trappings, and then it looks like it's a metzias. For example, it's a movie set. He doesn't need to have a real house there. He has a wall, he has a cardboard that's painted, that's enough. So the real divergence between Toiv and Ra, between Emes and Sheka, lies in this Nekuda, in the Nekuda of Metzias versus non-Metzias. in the mekuda, in the kuda of substance versus not versus something which is not real. That's what Rashi means. The chol shebekir bechem. Every single person has a chol shebekirba. So lemashal, let's give a very simple example. A person has he has a hard matzav. He needs money to eat. He needs money to buy himself a house. So one way is to sit down, roll up his sleeves, and to work hard and to earn the money and get his house. A second way is to sit back and to fantasize and to imagine that he has a house. The koyach of dimyon in the person, the koyach of shek in the person, is the ability to project the halal as a metzias. That is the sheirish of Ra and the Bria. That instead of a person saying, if the world is empty, it has to be filled, the person kind of lives on the emptiness. So every single person has a cholol shebikirbay. The person has in himself on the kud of hollowness. If a person projects, b'derech klal, arts and things, so when a person makes a painting, a person projects a certain metzias as he would like it to be. The koach of art, in its broad sense, is a koach of making the dimyon come alive. A person can sink into music like that because it carries in itself a koach of dimyon that allows for a pseudo reality that gives him a metzias. And that's why it is. That's one of the reasons why we distinguish between, let's say, a person. The nekuda that we really feel is evil about drugs, for instance, is not the crime and this and that. There are other things that kill people, but something that allows a person to substitute a metzias of not emes for emes is something that keilu undermines the essence of what existence is, of what a person is, and it's in a certain sense that's the most destructive element of that Shaykh Nebriya. So Rashi says it's not only Avodah Zarah. The Dmust Yuknos, the paintings and the pictures that provide an aesthetic escape to from reality. So when a person uses art to bring out something, for instance, the Beis Hamikdash, like it says, Lo Mipnei Hamikdash Ata Misyari, Elo Mipnei Shemisha Tziva, the Beis Hamikdash is a platform for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Yoifi in the Beis Hamikdash is a platform. Yovan is the Yafyusa Shol Yefes is in a Holy Shem. When a person makes an Aron Kodesh that's very nice, it draws him to the Sefer Torah Shabbat. But when a person takes aesthetics and makes it an end into itself, that's the pshat, is the person is projecting the chol shebekirboy, and that's the reikonish shebekirboy. So that's what Rashi means over here, that elilim is milosha chalolim, because every tfisa of avodah zarah, starts that way. Avodah zarah is the ability of a person to take something that is God-like, it looks like a God, it has the trappings of religion, it's you get swept up with the chitzen of it, which covers up on the chalom. So when a person is empty of God, but he needs to address his neshama's need for God, his neshama's need for emes, he takes the chalom and makes that into Avodah Zarah. So Rashi in Shabbos is telling us, Al Tifna El Midaitcha means, don't turn to the emptiness that's within a person's das. Don't allow that to be kaver mitzias. In the Ramban Lamashal, we asked on Ramban, that Ramban says that a person should take Avodah Zarah and sin has no substance and so on. Let's understand that also. Certainly, the mashmos is a person can be misrape with Atzei Asherah. It can have, Atzei Asherah can have a sort of effect. But the real issue with Avodah Zarah is it becomes an Avodah Zarah when you attribute substance to it. For instance, if a person has aspirin that he takes for headache, nobody worships a bottle of aspirin. It's not. It doesn't become. It's metzias and metzias. Headache, aspirin solves it. It's fine. But when a person takes atzei asherah, the refuah and the atzei asherah, certainly in the old days, was not taken as well. Aspirin treats headaches. It's chemical to chemical. It's a metzias to it veils. I'm unfolding a big metzias of the holy asherah that has such wonderful benevolent powers. A person when he in the small items that avodah zarah does work, whether it's atzei asherah, refuah, anything, even mazalos and kochavim have some hashpah, but they don't have. It's just like the faucet is where you get water from, but the faucet is not the god of water. Whatever it is in Kochav Mazolus that has a certain toelus, it's not a toelus of it itself. It's the same confusion of confusing the chutz for the teichen, of the teitzah for the teichen, that is the confusion of Avodah Zarah. So that's what Ramban says. Al tifne lila means you can't ever turn. If a person, I mean, halachically you can't use atzei asherah to misapi, but don't at all go in the direction of taking the toelus that are there and attributing it to the lila. That is the value. I think the Zohar Kaddish is also like that. The Zohar Kaddish, when he speaks about the Yitz of Arayis, and then he puts it together, there's a very powerful Gemara. The Gemara says that an Isha is Chemes Moletzeo, Pio Moledam, Vakol Rotzin Achreel. That Mitzant, the Oilam of Mitzias, Taiva's big problem is not only in the fact that a person is Nichshol Naveira. Taiva is not only the power that draws a person towards Arayis. It creates a world that is Sheker. It creates a world of Taiva that becomes a Metzias Vifnei Atzmai. And in that Oifen, let's give an example of something else. The taiva to eat tarfis is limited. The treifa thing smelled good. The person took it and ate it. So the problem if a person sees tarfis that's tempting, if he's been nirshon tarfis, he should stay away from it. The person sees something that's tempting, but that's all there is to it. Person, all the temptation does is pull the person to eat it. And so if a person who's like a nazir, we tell him schar schar the karmel is sikraf, walk around, don't get into the car, fine. Arayas creates a world of dimyan. It's not just that the pshat is if you see an erva, it's moishich and you nichshol. Arayas is such a fundamental kayach in the bria that it belongs to that world of fantasy, that a person creates a world of fantasy to be part of it. Someone told me, a person who was involved in these yanim, that one of the big chachamim, the Yodei Koyach HaNefesh, told him that the vast majority of people that get very heavily involved in Yom Barayis do it as an escape from Metzias more than anything else. It's a world of endymion of Kuloi Toiv, and b'meila, the person likes to live in that world of Dimyon. So in the core, and it's very interesting, the Lashon in the Zohar, as much as you can be medayik, he doesn't say it's a Sashifirta, a woman that was attractive looking. It says the beauty of women, Shfir the Itzisa. In other words, when a person sees Shfir, the beauty of women becomes a Metzias Bifnei Atzma, and that becomes a world of Sheka, a world of Dimyon. And it's the person wants to soak in the dimyan. The dimyon, when a person sees a piece of tarfus that's tempting, he doesn't want to sit and drool over the tarfus. He wants the tarfus and finish with it. The world of arayis, the person wants the world of arayis. He wants the oilam of the dimyon, because it's a world that allows him to escape into it. It allows him to escape into the toyu. It's very interesting that the first two in the pasuk. So toyu and boyu both mean emptiness. Rashi says toyu is taished, empty, and boyu is a person is tamea on the emptiness that's in it. The two malchias that it's keneged is bavul and paras, which are avodizor and arayas respectively. Yovan is chochman, the roim is shulton, malchus, but the two that represent emptiness are those two nyanim, because both of them stand on that end. So let's bring it down in Yonenu. The Torah, in its most basic, the most basic point of human existence that it addresses is this point, and that's why the chamuras, the various chamuras, fall around this point. The Torah is Torah's emes. Torah belongs to that world of Yesh that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. When a person and a person was put into a world of emptiness, into a chalom, a person's Koyach HaBechira is now, there are two ways a person can address that chalom. A person can labor to bring in from the world of Yesh into it, that's, which means two problems. First of all, he has to acknowledge that it's empty. The person has to acknowledge that he's living in a world of, that's nothing. And the person has to work very hard, because it's against the nature of the world to bring in good into it. It's clear. There's nothing here. You have to schlep bricks in and build from the bottom up. That is one. Or the second derech is, the person can look at the empty world, put a ribbon on it, and say, it's called a toif. He can make that into its own mitzias of toif. And the nature of all those in Yanim is that this is what tov is. This is good. So when we speak about Avodah Zarah as being sheker, when we ask ourselves, how is it that a Torah places the religious and the moral weight of Kol HaTorah Kula on something which is a fact? Either Avodah Zarah is or it's not. Mela Rayas, I can understand Yitzhar, not Yitzhar. Ritzicha and so on is bad and it's good. But here you're talking about a fact. Does the local idol work or does it not work? Does this piece of stone heal or does it not heal? Why would that be the whole thing? And say, maybe Kishuv we ask. Kishuv works sometimes. So according to most sheetahs, that's what it seems to become down the Ramban. And certainly the Rambam, in some ways, it is effective. So what does the Rambam say that it's sheker? If it's sheker, then why would it be such a terrible thing? The teretz is because the oimek yetzer of a person is to take the emptiness around him and to make it into yesh. That is the destruction of a metzias. When a person, let's say, is not a good student, he's not doing well, there are different ways to cope with it. The worst way is to talk himself into it that he's a perfect student. That person is sealed off any capability. If there's no awareness that it's a halal, if the person doesn't hear the halal shabbai, the reikon shabbai, then where do we go with that? There was a kibbutz of Bachim, younger boys I was working with, and at the end of the year I asked what would they redo, and one of them said nothing. He thinks he was shalom from the first day, and Bemis, he really felt that way. If a person doesn't understand that it's empty, then that's Avodah Zarah. Then it's closed HaKadosh Baruch Hu out forever, because it's fine, this world is the way it is, it's perfect. So the Hakara of Avodah Zarah lies in the Hakara of Emes. of understanding. So the emes and sheker that we're talking about is not just a dry fact, is this water pure, is this water not pure. We're talking about emes and sheker in the nefesh adam. Avodah Zarah is sheker, but it's a sheker that a person lives with, that a person wants to live with, because it frees him of anything else. So we're not allowed to take our das off HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And even the other, like the Rambam says, any time a person sinks mentally into something else, emotionally meant something else, he's oivan tifel alidam. It's one thing if a person, lemashal, this is the Yetzer Hara that we live with. When every person needs a break. It's very hard for a person to be 24/7 ashur la'oil and to be completely focused, except for yechidei skula. And fine. So every person needs a break. Now, the shiloh is, how does a person look at it? So one person says, I need the real mitzvah is Torah, is mitzvah, is avodah, and so on. I need to do it. I can't do it 14 hours a day. I need to take an hour off, and you take 2 hours off. And fine. As long as the person is consciously aware that that's what he's doing, that's not al tifna lelila. Because like the Rambam says, the person is aware of it. So just like the mashal, when you have a computer that to say it, the screen goes off, it's in a holding mode. So that's not pshat that it's closed. The computer says I need to shut down many systems to conserve my energy. That is called, you didn't take HaKadosh Baruch Hu midaychem. The das is still shayach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now I'm relaxing. I sit back, I relax, I do whatever I need to do. But when a person, but the world has gotten to that the ikur is the toihu that takes place on the days when people are not working. The situation today, the attitude and the metzias is for most goyim around us, for most people around us, the culture is, what am I doing? My leisure culture, which is toihu. It's inyanim that have no purpose and tachlis and mitzias b'tnei atzmam. It's a game. It means it's something which has no toichen, no mitzias, no content, no tachlis. Doesn't build the world. Doesn't make anybody better. It's emptiness for the sake of emptiness. And it's become that it's the there's a short week of preparing for it. Person has to prepare up so that he can live in the real world of Torah. Emotionally, it's the opposite of Torah. Instead of saying, if I take a break now, I'll be able to hunker down and to work and to do and to accomplish, it's if I work hard now, I can be able to do nothing forever. It's the Avodah Zarah at its very root. And that's why the Yisayis HaVayda is, a person has to understand the Metzias that is visible to the eye, that's palpable to us at first hand, is Toyu. It's El Midaitchem. When a person creates a world that's built on nothing, I know it's a world of the Cholol Shebekirbechem. It could be in Arayis. A person creates images. So one person is, he's nichshol. You know, he saw something, he's nichshol. Fine. So that's like the person with the averus, with there's another person that the pshat is, he builds that world because that's the world that's kulaytoy. That world that of emptiness becomes the metzias. It's true about understanding avoda. As long as a person is aware of the fact, I need to take X amount for this of time for this, Y amount of time for that, whatever it is, then the person is still in the mode of being ovid. When the person is, it's when we switch our entire approach. Al tifnu means where are you headed to? Where is a person directed to? And that's what Rashi is saying in Shabbos. A person's face can be towards the cholol. He's looking at the cholol. And that's al tifnu el midaitchem. I'm creating emptiness. I'm packaging emptiness and passing it off as mitzias. That that lies in every fantasy, whether it's novel, whether it's music, whether it's just that there might be a garin of truth or something to it. But as a general mitzias, that's what lies in it. Or a person can be looking towards emes and towards substance. And that's the crossroads. And so according to all the pshatim, the teichen is one teichen. The seide is seides of HaKadosh Baruch Hu versus the Ra versus Taiv, HaKadosh Baruch Hu versus Taihu, the Chalolol Shel Rashus versus the Kvoidei Mala Aretz is in this point. And if a person learns to face the reality, a person learns to understand that he that which has substance and reality to it is Taiv, that which is fake, imagined, covered up, packaged, is sheka. That is the focus of Avodas Hashem. And if a person is headed in the right direction, then he'll get there. Then it's a question of how quickly. The thing a person is wearing is al tifna lilim. If a person turns towards the chalolos, alahema seichet pasach, you freeze, you cast gods that are not emes. And if a person understands it the other way around, then the person is dovuk to emes. It's not just it happens to be factually correct. We're talking about emes as a korech nefesh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chosemes is emes. And any person who is hunkered down to face the metzias squarely and to look for things that have substance, now metzias is he's part of that Hashem HaKimenes.
I don't think it would change the pshat of everything, but right. Just the way to read it. I didn't read that as like ale, or pale. I read it as
right
towards something.
So ale made that.
Could be. I thought it was wrong.